The question was asked that when we look at an Orthodox marriage, are we very focused on the practical day-to-day dealings, or is there also a very large segment of fun and frivolity? And how much does emotion play a role in all this? So I want to quote you a piece of Talmud. The Talmud says in Tractate Chagiga that Rav was in the bedroom with his wife. Now, Rav, just so we know who we're talking about, he was the top disciple of Rebbe, about whom the Talmud says he would never say a word that wasn't Torah. Rav, anytime you listened to him, all you could hear was Torah. So one of his disciples was a little bit audacious, and he decided, I want to understand how he is with his wife, a man who's so holy, what happens in the bedroom? So when no one was looking, he snuck into the bedroom, and he lay under the bed and waited for that night. And he's lying under the bed, and this is how we get the continuation of the story. To be continued next week. Oh, no, okay, I won't do that to you. So he's lying under the bed, and what he hears, the Talmud tells us, is that Rav is joking around with his wife like a teenager. So it reaches a point where the student can't handle it anymore. He's lying under the bed, and he says, what's going on here? And the Rebbe says, Kahana, you down there? That's not Derech Eretz. Get out of here. So, wait, what went on there? The answer is that being holy does not preclude being fun and understanding and caring. We have this perception that a holy life means an ascetic life. I got nothing from this world. No. The Talmud expects that when a person is with one's wife, there's going to be humor, and there's going to be lightheadedness, and there's going to be joking around, and there's going to be a lot of affection. You see, when Hashem speaks to the Navi Ezekiel, he describes his wife as Machmad Einecha, the apple of your eye, what you cherish. And you see that throughout the Tanakh and throughout the Shas. The relationship one is supposed to have with his wife is a tremendously loving and caring and warm and affectionate. And also it's going to have its components of being a fun relationship. It's true that as a couple we have practical things that we have to accomplish, like building family and taking care of the bills, and taking care of making a living, and taking care of living an observant life in a positive way, and doing a lot of mitzvot. But all of that is supposed to be done in a good atmosphere, and a good connection, and a good connection which involves a lot of caring. And joking around too. You see it in the Shas. You think I'm saying it just like the Shas says that the assumption is that anytime a person is with his wife, there's been so much joking around that it's going to take him some time to be serious in his learning again the next morning. They tried to set up that people would have times when they were with their wives and times not, because they felt that in order for a person to be serious in his learning, they can't be with their wives every night. Why? Because the assumption is it's not a fly-by thing that a person's with his wife, but they're going to take a few hours and they're going to have a lot of fun together. And coming off of that, the next morning it's going to take him time to be serious in his learning again. That's not what we imagine, because in the secular world, when people are intimate together, it's going to take 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes. It's not going to take 4 hours. No one thinks of it as something that lingers with you through the next day, that you're going to have a hard time being serious in class the next day because you were with your wife. Oh, a person can imagine that on the first week they're married, maybe the first half a year they're married. But for life, who thinks of intimacy as something that takes hours and hours of that affect you to the next day? No one thinks of it that way. But the halacha thinks of it that way. The halacha assumes that when a couple's together, they take a lot of time together, and it's something that has a lingering effect through the next day. So you see, the halacha, I'm quoting you halachic sources, so you shouldn't think this is my attitude to life. I want to show you from the text, from the source, that this was the way Chazal envisioned a couple being together.